Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. And Faisal, we're going to talk a little bit about real estate because we know lots of people, lots of clients, lots of people talk to us about either investing in real estate or have invested in real estate in retirement. And, you know, markets in real estate can do what markets do in on the, you know, the public markets that we deal with. They can move around and change and so on and so forth.
Correct. And there's two major categories when it comes to real estate, Dave. There's residential.
Yep.
And then there's commercial real estate. And I wanted to spend some time on the commercial real estate because we know many Canadians have businesses. Mm-hmm. They're owner-occupied commercial real estate pieces. And many Canadians have bought commercial real estate as an investment.
Right.
And as they approach retirement, they're going through the debate of, should I buy, sell, hold? What do I do with my real estate?
Yep.
So let's bring in the experts.
Sounds good to me. We've got a great guest today, Shane Melanson. He's the director of Melanson Developments and the host of the Investing Advantage podcast. Shane, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, well, let's start high level. Why don't you tell us a little bit about where real estate can fit mm-hmm. in an investment portfolio?
Yeah, well, I think the most of the clients that I work with and even for my own personal real estate holdings, if you will, I focus on assets that I have some influence and control over.
Right.
And so one of the, primary benefits, I guess, if you will, for commercial real estate. And so commercial real estate could be an apartment building, strip retail, industrial, is the cash flow that is generated off of that. When I started investing in residential real estate, most of the gains I earned were really from market appreciation. And I think, if your listeners are here in Calgary, that argument is much harder to make. But with, cash flowing real estate, it provides a steady stream of residual income. I don't want to say passive because there's still work that is required, even if you have a professional property manager that oversees it. When you look around and you see the people that have done very well, it's usually buying for cash flow, usually some sort of value add component. Maybe that's, vacancy. Maybe you can increase the rents. And, you're obviously going to get tax advantages. It's got scale in the sense that one 50-unit apartment with the right property manager is easier to manage than, even a single-family home for that matter. So.
Okay. Faisal, we talked to lots of people. We know real estate can be a big ticket item, and Shane, we'll get your opinion on this. So it can often lead to a position where you've got a concentration in an area, right? Got lots of money tied up in there. Given the environment today, and maybe let's keep it focused to our Calgary audience, Shane, just
sure.
How do you, we're weathering some tough times in Calgary. Maybe walk us through a little bit about some of the strategies you're seeing for people that are on properties. Maybe some of those people wanted to sell it, but it's not a good time to sell right now, right? So cash flowing and those kinds of things. I'd just be interested to hear a little bit about the strategies to get through difficult times.
Right. So, part of that is going to be the type of asset that you're in, right?
Sure.
So if you're in retail, for example, right now, and let's say, you've got tenants that are restaurants or have been forced to close because of what's going on in the world, that's going to be a challenge, right? And so there's various strategies that I'm seeing other landlords using, whether it's some sort of a rent relief right now, going back to your banks and saying, look, we've got some stress and I need you guys to help me out. And for the most part, the banks are cooperating. If you've got, say, an apartment building, then you might be in a much better situation because, the apartment that we've got in Edmonton, sure, there's a little bit of stress, but we're being proactive, right? So instead of waiting for tenants to come to us and hoping that everything's going to be okay, we go to them, we give them letters, we give them the information. Hey, did you know you can get $2,000 from the federal government? Did you know these plans exist? And we're just being, a lot more aggressive and not aggressive in a negative sense, but just aggressive right. in the sense that we're going out, having those conversations. How can we help you? And really just trying to work with them versus kind of putting our head in the sand and hoping that, we don't hear from a tenant, because the reality is there's so much going on in the news.
Yep.
And I've heard of situations where landlords haven't been proactive, and they have a revolt where everybody in the building says, you know what, we don't have to pay rent because, you know, the landlords can't kick us out. Well, that may be misinformation. So just kind of being, I think, proactive is just critical.
Yeah.
Shane, when it comes to people who were planning on retiring in 2020, they said, I'm going to list my property, use that capital to sail in the sunset. Mm-hmm. And here we are in this situation. When people are coming to you saying they want to sell today, what should they be aware of?
Well, I think the biggest challenge when trying to sell is there's a couple. So number one, it's going to be very difficult to get bank financing. The banks are inundated with property owners coming to them asking for some sort of help. And so, you know, for the most part, unless you're forced to sell, I would say that it is not a good idea to be selling today. And then if you just think about the buyer psychology, so I'm an investor, I'm a buyer today. When I see a property come out today, I immediately think that the seller has some sort of, is being forced
stressed
to sell.
Yep.
And you just, you know, as a seller, you don't want to put yourself in that kind of situation. So I think that, any of the successful brokers I'm talking with, they're advising their clients, if you don't need to sell, then don't. And frankly, a lot of people own commercial real estate for that kind of residual cash flow. So provided you're able to, continue to generate money, then, there really shouldn't be a need or high priority to sell today. That would be my advice.
Okay, Shane, let's switch gears. We're talking about defense. Let's play some offense here. There's got to be some opportunity in a market like this. And lots of people, like having physical real estate they can touch. Bricks and mortar, right? So what should you be looking for if you're an investor in real estate right now?
So some of the things that I'm looking for and what I think would make the most sense are, where do you think the market's going to be in the next 5 to 10 years?
Right.
And so it's challenging to know what's going to happen in, say, retail. I think there's going to be certain retail that you can kind of clearly see will still be around because it's going to be harder to replace with, say, e-commerce or Amazon.
Yeah.
But what I would say is, multifamily, people need a place to live. You've got a lot of demographics that are driving that, whether it's millennials or baby boomers. So I think that that's fairly, I don't want to say safe in the sense, but I think that you can kind of, get behind a strategy like that. And I think that you're going to start to see a higher use for industrial and the last mile. And so, those are two asset classes that I like. With respect to playing offense, I think right now it's great to be having conversations with brokers because the agents that are out there right now, they still need to make money, and they're having more and more conversations that maybe they wouldn't have had because, frankly, they were too busy closing deals. And if a broker or an agent knows that you are looking, if you're new to commercial real estate, for example, I think that you're going to get their attention. And I think one of the misconceptions is, in commercial real estate, it is very relationship driven. And so if you don't have those relationships, now you can start to build those. Because like I said, I think that you're going to start to see agents that have a little bit more time. And, and if you're a credible buyer, they will certainly give you the time to run through some of the opportunities they have.
Shane, we have 30 seconds before we have to go to commercial break. Give us some numbers. I'm a numbers guy. So what kind of yield or cash flow rate of return are those top two picks that you have? What can you expect? What's a reasonable expectation in the Calgary area?
I think right now, if you're going in with a 6% cash on cash, that is realistic. And then if you've got some sort of a value add component, you can push that to 8 to 10%. I think that those are reasonable expectations. And as the market deteriorates, you might even be able to push that higher.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's good advice. Shane, thank you. We appreciate you taking some time and sharing some insights in this space.
Yeah, I had a great time with you guys, and hopefully it was helpful.
We'll keep in touch, you bet. I've been joined by Shane Melanson, Director of Melanson Developments, and also the host of the Investing Advantage podcast. Be sure to download that if you're interested in real estate. Okay, my friend, this is a total wealth conversation.
Correct.
Real estate, stocks, bonds, land, closely held businesses. whatever the mix is, right?
How does it all fit in your retirement? And then how do you start to draw on all these different pools of money so you can have the lifestyle you want in retirement? We're going to discuss that on Tuesday, June 16th, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register, though. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Stick around after the break if you're interested in, from a tax perspective, how we might have to pay for all of this government debt. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.